Hello out there, and welcome to IMPACT, the official podcast of Drexel University School of Education's Education Doctorate Program. I'm Dr. Deanna Hill, here with my podcasting partner, Dr. Stephanie Smith-Budai, and we're pleased to have Dr. Jennifer Keeby join us today on IMPACT. Dr. Keeby is president of Campus Philly, a nonprofit organization dedicated to empowering diverse college students to study, explore, live, and work in the greater Philadelphia area. She's also on the Drexel Alumni Board of Governors. Dr. Keeby has a long history in higher education, including at Chestnut Hill College and Drexel University. At Drexel, she was the longstanding executive director of Drexel's Lindy Center for Civic Engagement and an adjunct in the School of Education and the Goodwin College of Professional Studies. We're very excited to have Dr. Keeby as a guest today to learn about the impact that her Drexel EdD has had on her leadership and scholarship. So Dr. Keeby, tell us about what you've been up to professionally since you graduated with your EdD in Education Leadership and Management from Drexel.
Oh, well, thank you so much for that warm welcome. So I graduated in 2016, and I was just in the middle of my time at Drexel University. At that point in time, I was the newly named executive director of the Lindy Center for Civic Engagement. We were working with college students across Drexel to really think about community engagement and get students involved throughout both their co-curricular and academic experiences. And I stayed with that with that post for a few more years, but in 2021, I made a transition into the nonprofit world, but definitely still adjacent to higher education. And now I lead an organization called Campus Philly. And our goal is all about retaining college-educated talent in Greater Philadelphia. So we're working with all the higher eds, we're working with lots of employers, and all of the tremendous assets in Greater Philadelphia to highlight this region as an excellent place to come to school and to stay and launch your career after you graduate. So that's a little bit about what I've been up to.
Well, thank you for that introduction, Dr. Keeby. You have been very busy since completing your EdD, and it's just wonderful to hear about the pathways and possibilities you have been creating for Philadelphia natives. And as a Philadelphian, I want to thank you. As you are aware, the Drexel EdD in Educational Leadership and Management is designed to prepare scholarly practitioners to identify and address problems of practice in their professional context. So, like, looking back on when you first decided that I wanted to pursue an EdD at Drexel because you were already there, what made the Drexel EdD appealing to you? And then what were you looking for in a doctoral program when you decided on Drexel?
Yeah, so I was at Drexel as a staff member when the program launched. And I remember all the fanfare around that and everybody being really excited about this new curricular offering that Drexel had. And it was a few years until I made my way to actually applying and being accepted into the program. But, you know, I think what was so appealing to me, multi-pronged pieces here. I mean, one, the flexibility of the program, the fact that when I was in my cohort, we did meet in person once a month, but the rest was all asynchronous. And that for a busy working professional was very useful, but there still was this opportunity to get to know the cohort. And interestingly enough, even though I was based in Philadelphia and Drexel, the EdD program had cohorts in a few different spaces, I was enrolled in the Harrisburg cohort. So I had this opportunity once a month to travel there and have that experience with my cohort, which was valuable. And it also gave me a little bit of separation from my work life and my school life. But certainly the flexibility was key, the ability to integrate with other folks and build relationships with other folks who were interested in education was certainly appealing to me for sure. And I'll also add, at the same time, a little bit of a family anecdote, my brother was going through a doctoral program at a different institution. And it was really interesting to see like the matchup of the services and the resources that we had open to us. And, and frankly, he was often very jealous of my experience at Drexel. So
that's terrific. Well, I would be interested in the comparison in terms of the dissertation, because the Drexel EdD is really focused on problems of practice. And so it's really a dissertation in practice. So tell us a little bit about how you came to your problem of practice. What did you learn about it? And then what would you say has been the most significant impact of your dissertation?
Sure. So, for someone who views themselves as a scholar practitioner, who's thinking about really the tangible research that they can engage in that connects to their discipline. At that point in time, I was so entrenched in the Lindy Center for Civic Engagement and frankly, in Drexel's commitment to being a civically engaged institution. And just during my time at Drexel, you know, we had John Fry, our president, come on board, and he really outlined this very bold vision for Drexel to be the most civically engaged university in the nation. And a lot of that work took the university in a different direction in terms of the way that we engage with our community. We were really thinking of ourselves as an anchor institution, an institution that can leverage its economic power really to impact the local community across all kinds of dimensions. When you think about hiring locally, procuring goods and services locally, building in ways that engage the local community. And we were so committed to this work, but for me, you know, being sitting in the Lindy Center for Civic Engagement, watching Drexel kind of grow in its commitment in this space, what I noticed early on was, wow, students aren't necessarily closely involved in this work. And for me, students had been central to my work. They were exactly who I was aiming to serve through my work at the Lindy Center. And so when I, you know, started to formulate my plan, it was in that context. It was the idea of our university is growing in our role as an anchor institution. Students need to be our central focus. Let's make sure we involve them in all of these various ways of being a civically engaged institution. And so ultimately, you know, what my research resulted in was the creation of this student anchor engagement framework. So it was a model designed to really illuminate the ways that college students can be engaged in anchor strategy within universities. So traditional models of student engagement, you think of community service, you might think of service learning, the more advanced practices and pedagogies might take you into community-based and community-engaged learning practices. I was proposing through my research that, you know, we really need to get students involved in looking at the university's business practices and how we move the needle for economic development for our community. And students had lots of opinions in this space. And so the framework was really a guidepost for Drexel and other institutions to start involving students intentionally in this conversation.
That's wonderful. And frameworks really can continue to have a lasting impact as people read your research. They can use it to help develop their own institution as an anchor or to be engaged in a way that puts students at the central focus. So thank you for sharing. So as you know, one of the Drexel differences is our focus on sustainable leadership. So that involves understanding how systems work and coming to one's own understanding their worldviews, values, beliefs, and habits of mind and how that influences leadership. So how did this impact the way that you see yourself in your own context?
That's such a good question. So in a couple different ways, I mean, I think as I was growing and maturing as a professional at Drexel, the university is almost its own city in lots of different ways. It's got all different kinds of components that are working together to make the university work. And I certainly started to understand how my work fit into all of that context. Layer on the community engagement framework, and all of a sudden I was understanding how Drexel was a player in our broader community, both the local community and the national conversation around so much of this work. And certainly my own professional realizations in those spaces were undergirded by all of the readings and teachings and explorations that I was exploring in the Drexel EDD program. You know, I still regularly go back to Heifetz and Linsky, you know, two leadership authors, and, you know, talk about the dance floor, talk about the balcony, just the idea of being able to intentionally zoom out, especially when you feel like you're in the weeds. You know, you feel like you're in the weeds and doing the work on the ground. You need to understand the larger context. And so certainly that has been, you know, just a framing for me that's been helpful moving forward. The other thing I'll add is just the synthetic nature of all of this work. Their connections can be made across so many different things. And I think, you know, just having that vantage point of understanding that so much of our work is interconnected with other systems and other processes and other you know, parts of this world, it just makes for a more interconnected experience for sure.
Interconnected for sure. And I want to take you back a little bit because you spoke to this, but I want to ask you directly because, you know, issues of equity, inclusion, and social justice have been at the core of teaching, learning, and scholarship in the EDD program. And in fact, we revised our EDD keystones just a few years ago to make that commitment more explicit and visible. So can you talk a little bit about how your experience as a Drexel EDD student and your dissertation research, which clearly has implications here, impacted your ability to contribute to equity, social justice, and or anti-racist practices in your current professional position?
Yeah, so I'm going to answer this question in a couple different ways. You know, working in the civic engagement space, we have always been, you know, thinking about grappling with advancing work that aims to both to educate students about social justice, equity, anti-racist practices and actions. But we're doing that within a system in the higher education system that is embedded in hierarchy in so many different ways. You know, you think about whether it's the tenure system, whether it's the levels of administrative of hierarchy that exists at a university. There was always this dissonance for me that here we are trying to, you know, really talk to our students about the importance of social justice and dismantling racism and dismantling hierarchy, and here we are upholding it in the other in our other hand. There was always so much dissonance for me in that space. Being able, moving through the EDD program, you know, I, as a professional, started to be able to understand what that dissonance was all about, and being able to name it a little bit more, and thinking, having the language and the confidence ultimately for me to discuss that a little bit more freely with my higher ed colleagues, and also frankly with my students, that yes, we are existing in this system, we are learning about, we're growing in this space. But, you know, we're talking about giant institutions. Here's an example, higher ed, and we can look at that, you know, critically and grow and learn through that space. So I think, you know, the ability, you know, just to have more language around some of this work and more understanding about how the influences of how this all really does connect across systems was really valuable through my EDD program. You know, thinking about that just through another lens, Deanna, and in my own study, you know, thinking about the university and its role as an anchor institution, that's also really steeped with a lot of conversations around equity. I mean, higher ed does not have the fantastic history of being a warm and inclusive space. Now, there's lots of practices along the way that were very exclusionary in higher education, and Drexel and many other institutions too are, you know, aiming to really push through that, learn from that, move forward through all of that. But, I think there's still a lot of dissonance there. And so, you know, moving through my study and thinking about, okay, here's how the university is going to show up and, make impacts in the community. Let's make sure that they're equitable. Let's make sure that they're fair. We're including the right kinds of audiences. And let's not perpetuate any more harm than we already have. I don't think that higher ed has solved for any of these challenges, but I do think that the conversations are happening more often, which is a small step in the right direction.
Which is why it's great that you're leading such an important organization in Philadelphia. So we want to continue to hear about that success. And speaking of that success, you have had a very successful career and you are now the president of Campus Philadelphia. When you think about your journey and, you know, where you're at right now, what has been the greatest impact of the EDD on your career?
Yeah, so even just moving into the program early on, and Stephanie, you'll remember this. I was an associate director in the Lindy Center for Civic Engagement, and we had an opening for our ED, the executive director role. And I ultimately wasn't being considered. I didn't have that terminal degree. That wasn't necessarily part of my plan. As time passed and we didn't necessarily hire somebody super quickly in that space, I entered the program. It opened a door for me. It made my colleagues in higher education start to look at me a little bit more seriously. And that's a benefit for sure. There are challenges with that too, that system existed to begin with. But, you know, nevertheless, it certainly opened up access to new opportunities. It also, though, allowed me to see behind the proverbial curtain, if you will. You know, I don't think that I am special. I think that I had access to opportunity. I think I had, at the base of it, a personal commitment to persistence. So much of moving through these graduate programs is persistence. You know, I had a healthy dose of maybe some Philly grit in there too. and now I very much so find myself when I'm talking with the next generation of students. So whether they're Gen Zs or they're young millennials, and they're thinking about graduate school, they're thinking about what comes next for them. I hope to demystify that process. It's not insurmountable. You can do this. It just is going to require you to commit and persevere. And I know plenty of folks who have done that, who, you know, maybe wouldn't be the normal suspects. So yeah, for sure.
That's great. I love the Philly grit. So tell us a little bit about what's next for you. Where do you see yourself 5 years from now? And what additional impact would you like to have on society?
Yeah, so my focus at Campus Philly right now, you know, Philadelphia has an interesting history in terms of its ability to attract and retain college educated talent. So when I was a college student, Philadelphia was really known for its brain drain. We were bringing all of these students to the region to study, but we were not being successful in retaining them here after they graduated. And so at that point in time, in 2004, Campus Philly was stood up as a nonprofit to address that exact issue. How do we make sure we are retaining as many college students as we can in this region so our region can reach its economic development goals across industries that we know we're growing or really poised to grow in Greater Philadelphia at that point in time. And over the last 20 years, Greater Philadelphia has experienced tremendous growth in this space. So we went from retaining just about 25% of our college educated talent to now over 50% in our most recent benchmarking study, which we completed this year. So it's tremendous growth. It really posts Philadelphia ahead of all of its comparison cities in terms of growth rate of bachelor's degree holders in our city and region, which is a great story for Philadelphia and certainly great for the employers that aim to hire talent here. But there are new challenges ahead on the horizon. You know, we know that this newest cohort of students that are moving through their undergraduate experience right now, Generation Z, they're a smaller cohort. They're just smaller in numbers than the millennial generation that came before them, and certainly the baby boomer generation that's aging out of the workforce. And so for our region, it's not going to be enough to retain the same percentages of that graduating cohort in order to meet our goals around talent. We need to rethink the whole thing, frankly. I mean, when we think about building talent in a region, it doesn't necessarily just have to be from who you retain from your college educated pool. You need to think really strategically about building local talent pipelines. And that may look like encouraging local high school students to attend college in Greater Philadelphia. It may also be thinking more critically around other post-secondary pipelines for folks in this region and what all of that looks like. The retention of the students that are here still needs to be a focus, and that's really Campus Philly's lane, and that's the work we're going to be doing. But the third piece is also the data availability in this space around talent attraction and retention is so prevalent now that we can really pinpoint with strong accuracy what cities should we be targeting our efforts to attract talent from. And so we're starting to look at that too. And so this idea of building local talent, retaining college educated talent, and attracting talent in a way that is really has equity at the center, and that we're not, you know, further gentrifying our city is really a goal for Campus Philly moving forward and bringing together those regional stakeholders. So in 5 years, I hope I can look back and say we've enacted a plan that is setting Greater Philadelphia up for success moving forward around talent. You know, in 5 years from now, who knows if I'll still be at the helm at Campus Philly, but I certainly hope I can look back and say we've set a process in motion that will allow our region to continue to flourish.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing the impact that your EDD has had in your professional practice, Dr. Keeby. If you have time, we have a few lighter questions.
Sure, of course.
So the first one, if you could only choose one, what superpower would you select?
Oh, to fly. I would definitely want to fly. Yeah, I would buzz all around. I would check out, you know, get that 10,000 foot view, that balcony view that I just
right.
Without a doubt, I would fly. Yep.
Great.
That's awesome. Well, this may be related or may not. How would you describe your perfect day?
Oh, my perfect day. So, you know, I have three little kids. They are 7, 5, and 3. Actually, my 7-year-old was born just a month after I defended my dissertation. So my oldest daughter was born right after I defended my dissertation. And so my perfect day would be certainly centered around them. You know, normally a normal day has us like getting up and running out the door to school and daycare and all of those kinds of things. But I think, you know, having some good breakfast with them, you know, talking to them a little bit more about the happenings in their life, getting outside, and you know, just really just having the opportunity to spend more time with them for sure, and not be rushed. I feel like, you know, when you're a working mom and a professional and there's always stuff to do, I would like things to just slow down a little bit and not have any other you know, fires to put out or other kinds of challenges to surmount. I just want to hang out with them, to be honest.
Hopefully you get that perfect day.
Yeah.
Maybe one a year.
At one least. A year. Yeah. Winter break's got some possibility ahead. We'll see.
So last question, what has been your, the best live performance that you've seen? So that could be like a concert, a play.
So we are, my husband and I are big live performance folks. So I could list a lot. I mean, we both enjoy music, but we also enjoy Broadway and Broadway in Philadelphia when all the shows come here. But I will say that this summer, I really had an opportunity to see a tremendous artist. I saw Pink in Philadelphia, but I brought my daughter with me and that my oldest daughter. And that was so special. I mean, Pink's message around just, just perseverance and female leadership and all of that really was a good message for my daughter to see. The athleticism in that show is kind of off the charts. And then Pink also had her daughter come and sing. And so that was, it was a nice full circle moment. And that one really sticks out to me as of recent.
Great. Well, I heard that she's coming back in August.
I heard she's coming back. I'm going to have to take my other daughter and we'll have a little girls' night. Yeah.
If I had to look into that myself. So it has been an absolute pleasure to have EDD alumni, Dr. Jennifer Keeby on Impact Today. Thank you so much for sharing with us. We are always incredibly honored to hear about the amazing ways our EDD alums are having an impact in the world. Dr. Keeby's bio will be posted with the link on our EDD website. Take care.
Thank you for tuning in to Impact. We look forward to the next episode where we hear from other alums about the impact that earning a Drexel EDD has had on their professional practice, research, policy changes in the larger society. Goodbye for now.